Back home, the health service executive have said that flu cases are likely to peak during Christmas week. It's expected that there will be about between 800 and 1,100 people with flu in hospital on any one day at the height of flu. There is almost 700 people in hospital with flu at the moment. The Health Service Executive's Chief Clinical Officer is Dr. Colm Henry. He's in our Cork studio this lunchtime. Dr. Henry, good afternoon. Thank you for coming into our studio today. Can you tell us what's the latest? How are hospitals coping at the moment?
Well, we received our latest weekly report from HPSC, our health protection entity within the HSE and public health, which show a stabilisation of flu figures. So although the number of cases for the week up to midnight on Saturday have risen to 3,548, there's a slight dip in the number of ED presentations to emergency departments to 1,800 from 1,893, and a more significant drop in the number of admissions, down from 815 the week before to 692, again for the week going up to Saturday. So this certainly gives the impression that the cases are beginning to stabilise, but the next couple of weeks we'll see likely plateauing at this level because of the time of the year, socialising, intergenerational mixing. And as a consequence, we'll be continuing a very vigilant approach to this, both in hospitals and in primary care, ensuring that we maximise the options available for patients to avoid emergency departments, and also to have the greatest degree of flow of patients through hospitals so as to avoid the kind of scenes we've seen in previous winters.
Yeah, I mean, given the inevitable mixing of people at Christmas, particularly in close proximity, there could be a surge after Christmas. Are you ready for that?
Well, I think we predicted from our modelling that we'd reach a peak around Christmas week, and the latest figures do suggest we're reaching that peak now. What I'm saying is that that rather than drop precipitously, which is unlikely, what is more likely to happen is we'd see ongoing high figures, which in turn would place pressure on the hospital system in particular. But there's a whole system pressure, including in primary care. What I would say as well is that what we saw this morning in terms of the performance as it's seen through the prism of emergency departments is 153 trolleys and no patients over 75 waiting for admission over 24 hours. And in previous winters, we've seen very high figures, which have translated into and impacted on the safety of patients in this environment. So I just want to acknowledge and thank all the staff who are working as one team, from the ambulance service through to doctors, nurses, healthcare professionals, general practitioners right across the system, who are really coming together as one team this particular winter, in a winter which has seen record attendances to emergency departments.
Nobody wants to be in hospital at Christmas, whether it be because of the flu or for any other reason. For those who are visiting people in hospital at the moment, are there restrictions either on how much visiting they can do, how many of them they can visit, or whether they have to wear masks when they're there?
Well, the first thing I'd say is anybody who's sick or symptomatic, they should not go and visit relatives in any healthcare setting. So if you have any symptoms suggestive of flu or any other winter virus, the right thing to do is not to visit. As regards any restrictions, those decisions are made locally based on local risk assessments. So if there, for example, is a healthcare facility such as a hospital with outbreaks, with high levels of flu, with high levels of perhaps other winter viruses, or indeed other communicable viruses such as norovirus, they may place restrictions on the number of visitors and may even ask visitors to wear masks. In other hospitals where there's lower levels of circulating flu and there's no outbreaks and there's a lower impact, well, the right thing to do is to ensure that patients who are sick have access to visitors, and that is a very important it's very important when people are sick that they're able to access their loved ones at a time when they're very vulnerable.
People who want to vaccinate ahead of Christmas to protect themselves from the flu, is there a shortage of nasal vaccines for children?
Well, we saw a great demand, which is very welcome, because we've seen very historically a poor demand on the nasal vaccine between the age of 3 and 17. This year it's up a little bit to 22% from 18% in that age group so far. In some areas, what we have seen from central stores is that all the nasal vaccines being distributed. Now, there are stocks held in pharmacies and GPs, but some are running low. And I would say to people that the injectable form of the vaccine is just as effective. And indeed, the little evidence we have in the vaccine is that it remains effective even against this version of the H3N2 flu virus.
Dr. Colm Henry, Chief Clinical Officer at the HSC, thank you for coming into our Cork studio today.